Our scripture lesson this morning is from Book of Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Would you please stand if you're able? Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. A rabbi and his pupil were discussing God's word. So the rabbi asks Herschel, "Do you know the sacred scriptures?" And the student answers, "Yes, teacher, I have been studying them." "And do you know the phrase, 'Thus I have heard'?" And the student responds, "Oh yes, that is throughout the scriptures." So then the rabbi asks, "So what have you heard?" And I think that question is posed to us also. What have you heard lately? What has God said to you lately? You know that our technology has improved so much that now there's voice recognition technologies that are able to tell the voices of the person. So now they have those security measures where they can hear your voice. You just have to say a word or two or three words. And the machine will be able to tell to whether to open the door or not. Because each of our voices have a very distinct features, right? Our tone of voice, inflections, the way we speak, the words that we speak, the speed at which we speak, these are all very unique to individuals. And that's why Ryan is able to tell apart whose voice he's hearing without seeing them. But it's not the technology that has invented this voice recognition. But actually, did you know, it's God is the one who made this technology way back. From the time of creation, the animals can recognize voices. Humans recognize voices. Did you know that the babies begin to recognize voices of their mother even before they're born? They start recognizing the voice of their mothers while they're still in the womb. I mean, you know, if you think about it, it's amazing. So God made this voice recognition system in the creation. So people, animals, we can all recognize voices. And the sheep, part of the animal, they have also recognized voices. And today's lesson, when Jesus says, "My sheep hears my voice. Jesus is also talking about spiritual voice recognition. In Palestinian time, in Jesus' time, the Palestinian shepherds, they had language for every age, condition, and characteristics of a sheep. Even more, the shepherd would have individual names for each and every sheep. And what they do every day is the shepherd goes ahead of the flock of the sheep looking for a clumps of grass. You know that the area is dry, much more drier than here. So they don't have like green pastures everywhere, but you have to find them. There are spots here and there. So that's what the shepherd does. Go looks for those spots so that he can lead his sheep to the place to eat. And at the end of the day, when they come back, see, they have a community pen where all the sheep goes in for the night so that they are kept safe and protected. And come morning, when the shepherd comes, each shepherd has a very distinct call. And when the shepherd calls, only those sheep that belongs to that particular shepherd will come forward and follow the shepherd to go find food. When they come to a place to water, there's a community trough. So sometimes there'll be 2-3 different flocks coming to drink water. Again, the shepherd has the particular call for his sheep. And when it's time to go, when the shepherd calls out that particular sound, only those sheep that belongs to this shepherd will come away from the water trough to follow him. And so when Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice and follows me," Jesus is talking about spiritual voice recognition, where we can hear and to distinguish, discern, and follow. So, how do you hear Jesus' voice? What are some ways that you listen and hear Jesus' voice in your lives? Anyone? Through the scripture? Great. Anyone else? Oh, through prayer? Yes. Chris? Through meditation? Yes. Others? Some can hear the voice of the shepherd through mission, through serving, through worshiping. Like Diane, I also oftentimes hear the voice of God when I read the scripture and reflect upon it. The voice comes to me as not an audible voice. I just want you to know, you know. If you start going out saying, "Oh, Pastor Grace, she hears voices. You know, she needs help." The voice comes to me as sometimes like in an aha moment, like, "Oh, I didn't know this." Like a light bulb goes off in my mind and I could see it, understand it better. Sometimes the voice, I hear God's voice when I feel convicted, like God lets me know if I'm on the wrong path, and I feel it, like, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry, back on the path." Or sometimes I hear God's voice as I read through the scripture or meditate in the scripture, and my heart feels warmer. This sometimes I feel, because I feel God's love through the scriptures, and I could feel, my gosh, God really loves me. God really loves us this much. So we have different ways of hearing the voice of God, but mostly through the scripture. God speaks to us because scripture is the revealed word of God to show us who God is, what God wants with us and for us. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read for you one of the most well-known psalms, most beloved psalm. And I guess you know what that is, right? The 23rd psalm. And also because we're talking about shepherd. So I'm going to read it for you. I would like you to just take some deep breath, relax, and listen. And listen for the voice of God for you this morning. So this is a psalm of David, and this is what he writes, how he experiences God. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Because he makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So what did you hear? Amen.
As long as God is with me, I shall not want or lack anything.
Anyone else?
The Lord is the one who refreshes my soul.
Amen. Others? The wonderful thing about scripture is that even though it's the same passage that we hear, depending on the day and when we are hearing it, depending on our situations, we hear different message. We hear the voice of God in a different way. Sometimes God speaks to us words of comfort. Other times God speaks to us the words of guidance. Right? Other times we hear God's words of assurance. And God speaks to us all the time. As I demonstrated earlier with Ryan, One of the prerequisites of voice recognition, at least in our human terms, and also with animals too, is that the voice is recognized when there's relationship. Even the sheep, they will recognize the voice of its shepherd because there is that relationship. Sheep knows its shepherd as well as the shepherd knows the sheep. And when we have that deep relationship with God, we can recognize that voice of God. We can recognize the shepherd's voice in our everyday. Because God speaks to us all the time. So I'd like you to think about one thing that you would like to do through this week. What one thing will you do to hear God's voice? It could be reading the scripture. It could be setting aside 10 minutes for meditation. It could be each day 5 minutes of prayer. Whatever it is that helps you to hear God's voice, I would like you to make a commitment and do it during this week. And I hope that you will come back next week and tell me what you did and how you were able to hear God's voice. Amen.